This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to Leylink here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You can also head to the joy.org.au page right now. We're on the right-hand side of the screen with a little banner there, and you can click on that to link up with us on social media. Hello, Basha.
Hello, Tiana. God, that was a mouthful.
I'm amazed I got all that out.
I know. I'm loving your curls, by the way.
Thank you.
I will be posting that later on Facebook.
Feel free.
Because she's got her hair done. It looks beautiful. Now she's put her headphones on. She's got these weird curly things sticking out of the side of her head. Looks a bit unusual.
I think it's cute. It's my Wookiee impression.
Ah, is that what that is?
Yeah.
So I think we should tell people what we're going to talk about tonight.
Probably.
What do you think?
It's not just my curls that are stealing the show.
No. Because they can't see them.
No.
If they could see them, they'd laugh as much as I would. They
probably would, yeah. I'm laughing at them. Go on, tell them what's on the show.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about the new show, The Fosters.
Interesting,
yeah. And then we're going to be talking about our favourite gay rights campaigner and all-round funny and nice guy, George Takei. Yes. And one of his recent posts about some online haters and stuff that he received. And that's going to lead into, hopefully, our last topic, which will be about, you know, the No Hate Online movement. And, of course, our events listing. And I noticed you've got quite a lot of events for the coming weeks.
I do. I've got the ones for this weekend, for Saturday and Friday and Saturday night. But I've also got a whole list of events from the Lesbian Social Fun Club. And we had Natsuki on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, and she's going to be joining us next week.
She is going to be here next week. That's right. And, yeah, so I've got here a whole list of things that are coming up with the Lesbian Social Fun Club. So that's going to be cool to talk about that too.
That will be cool. Yes. You know, it's funny, I went on The Age online today and I saw this really quite prominently on the page. It was the 10 biggest myths that are spun about lesbians. I thought, oh, are they trying to tell us something?
Shock me. Come on.
You know? So anyway, they're talking about the myths that are supposedly circulating out there and one of them is one of you is the man.
Well, I mean, that's, yeah. Yeah. I don't like that. I don't like that myth because I don't think it's true. But anyway, go on.
No. It's just a phase and you just haven't met Mr. Right.
I once had a woman that I worked with say to me that she actually asked me, oh, did you have a bad experience with men?
Well, that's one of the other points. That'll come later.
I wanted to say not nice words to her, but I didn't.
You can't lose your virginity as a lesbian.
Okay.
There are books you can get to help you out in that respect. You must have been damaged as a child. What does that mean? They dropped you on your head? How do you get damaged?
I was damaged as a child.
Oh, lesbian relationships don't last.
They do.
I think they outlast a lot of...
All lesbians have short hair. Definitely not true. All lesbians are vegans. That's not true.
There's a big proportion of vegetarian and veganism in the community, but yes, there's a lot of meat eaters there as well.
Lesbians don't get STDs and don't need pap smears. That's the biggest myth, and I hate that because your sexual health is so important, and it's yeah. Anyway,
I agree because we talked about it a few weeks ago when we had Dr. Sarah Burrows on and she was talking about the doc list, and it is quite important that ladies out there get tested and get regular pap smears. Because it's important and those curls are just getting worse.
Okay.
Oh, and then the lesbian bed death syndrome.
Does not exist.
Yes, because those are the research they used to create this and make this exaggeration. They didn't evaluate the questions properly to suit a lesbian community and therefore they made these sweeping statements of this syndrome, which has since been disproven by many a lesbian.
The last one they've got on here is We Recruit. And I love the comment underneath. It says three words, don't flatter yourself. But we do recruit actively.
We do. We actively recruit. Come on. But I think a lot of women just are naturally drawn. You know, they just want to test it out.
Well, how could they not be?
I know.
It's just the lifestyle we live.
I know.
It's so amazing and glamorous.
You're sounding like the theme tune for the L Word.
Gosh.
Waiting for you to start singing.
Now, we have some very important news to share.
Yes, we do. Would you like to tell our lovely listeners?
I would.
Hold on, Johnny. Please sit down.
What?
Yes.
I'm telling Johnny to sit down.
Yeah, he might want to sit down. He might want to sit down. So I have decided to end my time on Leylink and to end my time with Joy. And I wrote a little thingy.
Good, please
here,
read.
Which I'm going to paraphrase it.
Why did you write it?
It's all in the delivery. So I wrote, after careful consideration, I've decided to end my time with Leylink and Joy, and tonight is my last show. It's been a very hard decision to make, but something's got to change because life's just really, really busy right now. But there's things like work, wedding planning, family situations, lots and lots of personal changes happening. So it's really important that I focus on home and focus on family and stuff like that. So unfortunately, this is my last show.
For now.
For now.
You may be back.
I may be back.
You may miss radio too much and you'll just come
I
back.
I might. But I do have to give a huge shout out and thank you to Joy and all the assistance that they've offered, both you and I, Basha, because, of course, you're going to be staying on here.
I will
flying
be.
Flying the Leylink flag for us.
Yes.
But, you know, it's a really big thank you and a really heartfelt thank you that I have to give because, and, you know, especially to Andrew and especially to Leni and to Jace, who I know is in the studio at the moment. It's been really helpful and really kind and really caring, a great atmosphere to be in such a huge, like, transitional period of my life. So that's all I'm going to say.
You will be missed. It won't be the same without you.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Who's going to panel for me?
I don't know. You have to get someone else to push the buttons.
Oh, I do know how. I don't like to. I like when you do it.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Oh, yeah. Jason's feeling the love, see? He's sad. Yeah, we're all sad here, actually.
I'm not going to cry because I'll mess my mascara, and I'm sure everyone can understand that.
Yes, that's very important.
So, it's a big change, but you are going to be staying on, Basha?
I am, so I will still be here, and for now I'll just have a lot of guest hosts until I can replace you, if that's possible.
So if you
want to
be,
if you want to be a part of Leylink, hit me up. I'll be conducting auditions.
All right. Well, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink, and you're on Joy. Welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. If you'd like to send us a text, feel free to do so on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Send me a goodbye.
Yes.
I want a goodbye.
If you didn't hear before, Tian is leaving.
I'm leaving.
The awesome duo is splitting up.
But that's good because it gives you the space and time to make a new awesome duo, which I'm sure you will.
I hope so, but yes, you will be missed. Okay, let's talk the Fosters.
What is the Fosters?
You haven't heard about this?
I haven't.
No, okay. Well, the Fosters is a new drama. It's on the ABC Family Network, which is quite interesting. And Jennifer Lopez is producing it. So it's from her production company.
Oh, right.
Now, basically, the Fosters is about a married couple. So you'll have these Lena and Terry, I believe, are then. Oh, sorry, Steph and Terry are a married couple. And they're married and they have one son. So one of the ladies has a son from her previous marriage.
Right.
And then they have two adopted children who are teenagers that they've adopted. And they get two additional children into that mix. So
where,
it's sort
like
of like...
off eBay or do they adopt them?
No, they're foster kids.
Right, okay.
So basically they're showing... the show is all about trying to show... It's not really focused on the lesbian issue. It's more showing the family issue. So you've got, you know, a child born to the family. You've got two adopted children and then you've got two foster children in this mix and how they all gel together and how that works. And, yeah, I don't think, as I said, they're not really pushing the lesbian issue as such. I think more they're trying to show that, hey, they're quite a normal family. They have the same problems, issues that the rest of us have. And look, they're no different. And I think that's the way that where they're trying to get their message across.
So is this show airing now or is it going to air soon? Or?
It's currently airing in America. So I've seen two episodes because you can... What?
I don't condone that, Basha.
Do you seriously think one of our networks is going to show this when they had fear about showing the L word? I doubt very much that they'll show
this.
They
could do what Channel 7 did and bump it to a really, really, really late time slot.
Yeah, because that's a really family condoned thing, so yes. But it's an interesting show. It's a nice show. So one of the parents, she's a cop. So you got the blonde hot cop. And then you've got the...
right up your alley.
Yeah. And then you've got the other one who is a vice principal.
Oh, lovely.
And she's the principal of where all the kids attend. So you can imagine she's on everything that they're up to and all the mischief they get up to. She's always there. And as I said, I've watched two episodes. It's not bad. Very low-key lesbian issues, but I think they're just, again, just trying to focus on the family as such. And
well, they're trying to, yeah, take away that whole stigma, aren't they?
Yes, and I was reading in an article about it. They were talking about the fact that, you know, you've got shows like Modern Family, and that's very much trying to portray, yes, this is a funny gay couple and let's laugh at the gays and that's okay. And I think they're trying to show, okay, let's break down some stereotypes and let's just show them, you know, both women quite normal, quite okay, and the kids look quite happy. So, yeah, we'll see how that unfolds.
You'll have to give everyone an update later.
But, yes, you can probably stream it online.
Probably.
Yes. Well, you can't get stuff in this country. This is the problem.
That is true, though. I mean, hopefully, you know, ABC in the US link up with ABC in Australia and maybe do something about that.
Probably not.
Probably not. But we can be hopeful.
I know, we can be hopeful, but seeing as we've got all these networks and they buy a lot of shows, it would be nice that they've got a diverse assortment of programs, but they can't. And when they get the programs, then they dump them into, you know, really bizarre time slots, and then you can't figure out where your show is. So it forces people to watch things online or go to places where you can purchase them legally, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll be available on DVD soon, because that's pretty much how they release all the programs, the gay programs in this country.
Very true, very true. All right, well, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. If you want to get in touch with us, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au, and we'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Lay Link here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. You can even head to joy.org.au right now, find our program banner on the right-hand side of the screen there, and you can link up with us on social media. Basha, we're at 191 likes on Facebook.
I know, it just went crazy last week. I just kept getting all these messages. All these people were liking us. I'm like, God, how nice. We're nearly at 200. Yes.
I always get a little thrill.
I know.
Now, you wanted to talk about
George Takei.
There we go. I'm glad you said it, because I'm worried I'm going to pronounce it incorrectly.
George Takei, to people who may not know, is the actor that was best known for playing Sulu in the USS
Hikaru Sulu.
Yes, in the USS Enterprise on the original series of Star Trek. And he also revived that role in 6 films. Now, I'm not a big Trekkie. I didn't actually like the original Star Trek series. It wasn't really my thing. But for what it was at that time, I thought it was great because it mixed a lot of different people and cultures, and it had prominent women and stuff like that. For what he was trying to do, I thought it was brilliant. And he was, of course, one of the characters. Now, the reason I want to talk about him is actually, probably for about a year now, I've been following him on Facebook.
Okay. Why did you follow him on Facebook?
Some of my friends were liking his posts. And if you want a bit of a laugh, follow him, because he's quite a funny guy. He posts a lot of funny pictures. So if you just want to giggle every morning, you know, just just have him as one of your likes. And he appears in your newsfeed and he just lets you know, some fun stuff. He's quite prominent. He's an openly gay actor. He came out in 2005, I believe it was. And he does a lot of pushing for our rights. So he does do a lot of posts in regards to, you know, what sort of rights we should have. And the main reason I wanted to talk about him was because about a week ago, I read a post and I figured that he was quite upset. He wrote about the fact that he was quite annoyed that on his own Facebook page, people write negative comments and they basically tell him, just leave the gay stuff out. Can you stop that? You know, and things like that. And they were really having a go at him and being negative. And it was the first time I've read a post for him where he seemed a little bit peeved.
Okay.
Because he always seems this very friendly and composed and an articulate man. And he seemed quite peeved. And he basically, you know, my theory is if you don't like someone, don't follow them. If you don't like what they're saying, unfriend. Like, it's not hard. You know, why do people have to do negative things online? I just don't like
it.
You're
ranting.
I am ranting because it annoys me.
You're ranting.
Anyway, so yeah, getting back to George Takei. So in 2005, he actually, in the issue of Frontier magazine, he came out to tell everyone that he's gay. And he has a partner of 18 years, Brad Altman. And yes,
I think it's longer now, but anyway.
Well, it would be longer now because that was at that time, it was 18 years. And he does a lot of public service announcements where if someone says something a bit silly or negative, he comes out with a very clever twist on it. And this is something I found online. In September 2012, he brought this out. It was in a response to the Tennessee State legislative bill that prohibits schools and teachers from teaching anything about, you know, homosexuality and, you know, trying to pass the Don't Say Gay bill. And so he came up with a lovely little catchphrase, which basically says, instead of saying that's so gay, say that's so Takei. And if you'd like to hit play, we shall now listen to this lovely gentleman with his clip.
Okay.
George Takei. A bill recently approved by a Tennessee Senate committee would prohibit teachers in that state from discussing homosexuality in the classroom. The so-called Don't Say Gay law is premised on the misguided belief that by not talking about gay people, they can simply make us disappear. I'm here to tell Tennessee and all LGBT youth and teachers who would be affected by this law that I am here for you. In fact, I'm lending my name to the cause. Anytime you need to say the word gay, you can simply say Takei. For example, you could safely proclaim you are a supporter of Takei marriage. If you're in a more festive mood, you can march in a Takei pride parade. Even homophobic slurs don't seem as hurtful if someone says, "That is so Takei." And around the holidays, you can sing, "Don we now are Takei apparel." Speaking of apparel, I've created a t-shirt. It's okay to be Takei. I hope you wear it proudly. We also have buttons, mouse pads, and mugs, all in time for Takei Pride Month. And all proceeds go to charity. Thank you. And as they say on the Flintstones, have a Takei old time.
It's okay to be Takei. It's okay to be Takei. Takei, Takei, Takei.
All right, that's enough. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy. If you have anything to say about George Takei's lovely clip there about don't say gay, say Takei, yeah, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it on air at joy.org.au.
Yes, and he just recently did an interview on in Huffington Post. It's quite a good read. He talks about his career history, and he also talks about the fact about why he chose to come out and stuff. So if we're going to link that on our page later on, but if you want a good read, go and find this article, have a read. It's entertaining, and as you can see, he's a funny guy.
He is a funny guy. All right, if you would like, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it on air at joy.org.au. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it on air at joy.org.au. You can also go to joy.org.au right now and find our program page on the right-hand side of the screen where you can link up with us on social media. If you have just tuned in, my name's Tian.
I'm Basha.
And this is my last show with Lay
Link. It is.
And you're taking the reins from next week with some lovely guests to help you out.
Yes,
along
I'll
the way.
Have some supportive guests over the next few weeks who'll be helping me out.
So you'll still be here Wednesdays, 8 p.m.
Yes.
If anyone's just, you know, looking for you.
Yes, exactly. So, yes, say hello and you know, say goodbye to Tian. Now, we were talking about George Takei, and as you heard from the clip earlier, he's quite a funny man. And I like the fact that he has a very clever way of getting back at people. So instead of saying that's so gay, just say that's so Takei. And it just sounds so lovely. It's such a fun thing to say. But as I said earlier, he did do an interview with Huffington Post, and it was talking about the fact that, you know, he has over 4 million fans on Facebook and over 700,000 followers on Twitter. He's one of the most beloved actors on social media that there is, and he's quite prominent in campaigning for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender causes. So if you want a bit of a laugh, follow him on Facebook. He will make you laugh. And they were asking him about the fact that why did he choose to come out? And he basically chose to come out after Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed legislation granting marriage equality in California. And he was outraged that Schwarzenegger caved to pressure, and so he decided, after seeing a lot of young people and how they were demonstrating, how much they were showing so much courage and power, he finally decided, okay, he's going to come out and say, look, okay, I'm gay.
And it's okay.
And it's okay, because he's Takei. You know, and when it talks about him on Facebook, he was just saying that he discovered early on, however, that if you share some material that you found funny, people came back for more. So that he became, you know, the funny guy on Facebook. And he's constantly surprised and astonished at the number of people who come and just enjoy it. And the support he gets from people who actually don't even know him as a member of the Star Trek crew, that they just know him as the funny guy on Facebook, you know, and he loves it. So this is great, you know. Tian, you're just not giving me much at the moment.
Sorry, I just think it's funny. I'm still stuck on that it's okay to be Takei.
I know.
I can't even move on.
Because his voice is so, he's got such a happy voice. Don't you reckon?
I do. I agree. I think it's very cute.
And it was funny because they were talking about the fact that did he ever choose during his time on Star Trek to come out? And he said that the cast and the crew knew.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, and they were quite supportive of him, but he just decided it wasn't appropriate or he just didn't want to do it. You know, I think they asked him if he wanted to, but he just decided for himself that it wasn't something he was comfortable doing and he decided to leave it at that stage. You know, you got to consider this was back in the 60s. I might be wrong, 70s, 60s, I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. And, you know, that was probably a safe decision for him back then, I think, because he got a lot of hatred just for the fact that, you know, he was Japanese and they were still quite... he spent 4 years, I believe, in a camp because they felt that, yes, that he was like a, you know, because... They'd bombed Pearl Harbor and they, you know, blamed everyone who looked like him. And he, as a child, he spent 4 years in that. So that's why he's very much against sort of the hatred and all that, because he grew up in that and experiencing this. And he just didn't want to have to throw in another thing in the mix. But now he does it and he does it beautifully. So
good on him.
You know.
Good on him.
He's fun. But again, the reason I'm talking about him is because he wrote a post on his Facebook page to all the haters, basically telling them that, you know, he's not going to stop. He's not changing his Facebook page. He's not going to stop promoting these issues that are important to him and having a bit of a laugh. And if you don't like it, go away, you know, because pretty much every week he's just blocking people and deleting posts. And I just think it's such a horrible thing to do. And I think that because of the internet, it's such a faceless medium that people just feel that they can be a lot more hurtful and they can go to those realms quite easily and they don't feel any remorse.
Yeah, that's very true.
And there's a lot of negativity out there. Whenever you see certain posts in regards to anything that's gay, most of the responses that come out there that you see in certain websites and certain links and stuff are quite negative. People, you know, it's like, okay, you don't want us to have gay marriage? That's fine. Don't slam us on our own pages, you know. Just go away and just pray for us.
We don't come to your hating gay pages and slam you guys, so why come to our pages and slam us?
Exactly. And it's just so silly. I don't understand. You know, I was always raised that if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. But for some reason, that doesn't apply in the internet. You can just type whatever you want.
Keyboard warriors. All right, we are going to come back and then you want to have a chat about the no hate speech movement. So I'm trying to load you up a clip. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Well, welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You can even go to the joy.org.au website right now, find our program page on the right-hand side of the screen and link up with us on social media. You can even send us an email out of Lay Link Hours at laylink@live.com.au.
Or you can send us a text like Sarah from Noble Park, who says that, hi girls, she loves the show and that she hopes we take care and be safe. Mm. Which is very important, actually, because especially what's happening in the community at the moment in regards to females, we have to all be safe out there.
We do. We do. Nobody should be walking home by themselves at night alone.
No. Always have someone walk with you.
Or just, you know, catch a taxi or something.
Yes. Be safe, ladies and gentlemen, of course.
Everyone.
Everyone be safe.
Watch your backs.
Yes, and your fronts.
And watch yourself.
Yes, I was thinking that implied something different. Sorry.
It's going to come out eventually.
I know. Okay, so...
You want to talk to us about this. What is it?
Okay, so after seeing the thing, the hurtful messages that George Takei was receiving, I decided to look for some sort of avenue where I could find something more positive to take out
some
of it.
Some something.
And I'm very articulate at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Anyway, so I found the No Hate Speech Movement. And this is a campaign for young people for human rights online. And they're basically talking about how trying to stop all this hatred and all this stuff that happens online. Now, at the moment, it is quite heavily based in Europe, but they are looking for videos and people to contribute all over the world. So I think this is where we can put our 2 cents worth and put our bit in there as a country and bring it over to us, because I think we want it to end, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, basically the campaign is all about, the objectives of the campaign are to raise awareness about hate speech online and its risk for democracy and for individuals and promote, you know, media and internet literacy, right? That's very important. You're just staring at me blankly.
You seem to have like the whole thing laid out here. I don't want to interrupt you.
All right. To support young people in standing up for human rights online and offline, to reduce the level of acceptance, to mobilise, train and network, to map hate speech online to support and show solidarity, especially for groups targeted by hate speech. So that's important. And I think our community is one that is quite often targeted with quite a lot of hate speech. So, you know, we want that to end. To be advocates for developing developing sort of policies against, you know, hate speech and combating this, and develop your participation and, you know, your citizenship online. Now, hopefully we found the right clip, because the clip we wanted to play just seems to have disappeared. So, Tian, if you can play this clip, hopefully it's the right one. And if not, sorry.
Yeah, I can't even get it to play at the moment. But yeah, we're getting there. Just give me a tick.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, go for
All
it.
All right. I can hear something.
Hate speech can target anyone. Hate speech may be anonymous, but its victims are real. It affects all of us. Hate discriminates. Words, pictures, music. The wall of hate is the wall of shame.
I think the most important thing is to mobilize, in particular young people, to take part in the discussion going on online.
The No Hate Speech Movement is a campaign against fear by the Council of Europe. It's a campaign for young people who want to stop discrimination and hate speech online. Report hate speech content to Hate Speech Watch and become an online human rights defender. We stand for a web in which freedom and dignity of all human beings are respected. Join the No Hate Speech Movement today.
Okay, so that's a different clip to the one we were supposed to play. But yes, you get the basic idea.
So we do apologise for the slight language in there. We didn't realise.
You could hear my gasp of horror.
I know, because I was thinking, no.
Sorry.
Because the original clip was this woman with a lovely South African accent talking about hate speech and how hurtful it is and how much problems it is.
And not swearing.
No, she didn't swear at all. She was quite articulate. She was beautiful. It was a lovely thing. I love the South African accent. And she was speaking all about how this has to end and how we have to support this. Now, as I said, it's a European campaign, but I don't see why we can't bring it over to Australia as well. So what they're asking people to do is send clips in about how you feel that this could change or how you can combat this. And there are a lot of clips online which you can see, and they're all from different countries and provinces in Europe, which is brilliant. And I think, you know, come on, people, let's join in.
Some of them do have swearing. You might want to skip those.
Well, that was
I wish they had a warning.
But that was their trailer.
I know, and I didn't expect that. I'm really embarrassed. Oh.
Let's move on.
Okay.
It happened.
I'm going to have to fan myself. I'm getting all hot in the face. Oh. It is very important for us to support campaigns like this, movements like this globally, even though this one is over in Europe. As you said, it is very important for us to get involved because we are a part of this world, are we not?
Yes.
Right. So Australians have a pretty good point of view when it comes to stuff like this.
Yes.
You know, we get in, we help out. We're a good community.
We are. And we want to end this hurtful and as they say, the hate speech. We want to end that online. And I think that if we join campaigns like this, then maybe someone will start a movement in this country and then we can, you know, continue it here. No, you're just laughing at me.
No,
stop
I'm not.
It.
I'm not. But okay, now, did you say what hate speech was defined as?
No,
right. Hate speech, as defined by the Council of Europe, covers all forms of expression which spread, incite, promote or justify racial hatred, xenophobia, anti-Semitism or other forms of hatred based on intolerance, including intolerance expressed by aggressive nationalism and ethnocentrism. I can never get that word. Discrimination and hostility against minorities, migrants and people of immigrant origin. That includes the gays.
Yes, well, you know, they're the minorities.
Yes, we're
but
a minority.
Yes, we are.
We're not as much of a minority as we used to be, mind you.
No, which is great because, you know, as the Age article said, we're recruiting. We're actively recruiting.
There's no proof of that.
I know.
All right. Well, look, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and you're on Joy. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it on air at joy.org.au. You can even head to the joy.org.au website right now. Link up with us on social media by going to our banner on the right-hand side of the screen. That's where you can even find a photo of us.
Yes.
It's true.
I know. Okay. She can't really see me.
You can't. Oh, anyway, you are with Basha and Tian on Joy.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Basha and Tian, Leylink, on Joy 94.9.
And welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9.
And Tian, Thank you for being a delightful co-host. You shall be missed.
I'm going to cry.
I know, she's doing the hand in the face thing. Don't do that. It's like, you know. Anyway.
I'm not going to cry.
But yes, you shall be missed, and the show just won't be the same without you.
It won't be the same not having radio.
You can come and visit every so often if you want.
I might. But then again, I might just stay at home and cuddle the dogs.
And text us.
And text you. I'll text you. All right. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure. You have been with Basha and Tian. Basha, you'll be back next week.
Yes.
Wednesdays from 8 p.m. on Joy.
Yes.
That's about it.
So good night.
Good night.
Hi, I'm Kylie Minogue, also known as Kylie from Camberwell.
Hey, it's Richard Reed.
Hey, this is Winter Gordon.
Hi, Matt Preston from MasterChef.
What's up, party people? It's the legendary DJ Spinderella.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert.
Hello, this is Kate Sobrano.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Alexandra Burke.
This is Katie Noonan.
Hi, this is Francois Sagatz.
Hello, this is Katie Lang.
G'day, I'm Barry Bissell.
Hello, this is Tina Arena.
Hi, this is Paris Wells.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper.
Hi, this is Tim Campbell.
Hi, this is Sear.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Morosi.
Hey, I'm Darren Hayes.
Hi, I'm Jay Leonard.
Hi, I'm Chaka Khan.
Hi, this is Kathy Freeman.
Hi, I'm Daniel Kowalski.
Hey, this is Jane Lynch, and you're listening to Australia's gay and lesbian radio station.
Hey, everybody, this is Chris Willis.
Put your hands up
for Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
All night and day long, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. That was my best radio voice.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.